Triple M, you are listening to Malloy. Glenn Robbins is about to join us. By the way, Glenn and Dave's podcast, somehow related, wherever you get your podcasts, always a good listen. He joins us on the show right now. It's Glenn Robbins on Malloy.
Hey, guys.
I'm okay. I've been better.
Yeah, I'm getting a vibe. I'm not in the studio. I'll be honest with you. I'm not in the studio, but I'm looking down the camera and Dave, you look fantastic.
Thank you, Glenn. So do you too, mate.
And by the way, they used a shot of you on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Don't worry, okay.
Very funny.
My phone lit up.
Yeah, really, very funny segment. And, Mickey, right. I thought it came up really well.
Yeah, well, it did. Dave got a good run.
I did.
I wasn't so happy. Could you just play the grab,
yeah, here is what happened on the show.
Lovely to have you back.
Thanks, Tom.
And you made an appearance on Mick Malloy's Triple M radio show. A rather disturbing image has come our way. What's going on there, Glenn?
Dangerous Dave, who is the co-host with Mick, he turned 50, and they asked me to do the Naked Cowboy, which is the guitar player. And I just went, yes, it's only radio, no one's going to know. Of course, I turned up, there was a pair of underpants and a pair of boots and put them on, and it all went well. Then Mick got a little bit handsy, and my lawyers are speaking.
I've been...
it was a joke.
I've been taking my HR department. I've been funny. Me Too'd here at the network and asked to explain myself. In fact, right now, those underpants you wore are being dusted for prints. So, I hope you have, and by the way, he's not a co-host. He is not a co-host.
Like
he's not
when.
Even on the poster. He throws to me and I provide the magic.
Well, I actually thought he was the host and you were kind of like the second or third voice.
Yeah, Glenn gets it. Glenn gets it.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Dave poo jogging through his suburb?
Bring that up.
He did.
No. He wasn't in the suburbs, by the way.
I was so.
It was not in the suburbs.
Front of your own house.
It was not. I was in the bush.
He's taken a poo while having
an emergency.
A run. And according to one eyewitness, did that thing dogs do where they do a little circle first?
What? Seriously, is everything okay with your movements? Was you could not hold till you get home?
I couldn't, mate. I was out. It was out in the bush. It was in a national park, and I've got halfway in. I thought,
now it's a federal offence. That's a federal offence at national park.
I thought I'm not going to make it out of here. So there was only one thing to do, and it was go into the scrub and dig a little hole and cover it over.
And did you do that thing I've heard? Did you tear off your top pocket for the? That's what you tear off your top pocket so you could.
I didn't.
So
no.
Did you run in a funny way on the way home?
It was
Hang
a bit.
On, you know too much about this. So you're squatting in the bush, you've got no options, and you've come up with a plan of... Is this Russell Coit?
It's very Russell Coit.
Is this how to survive in the outback, is it? You tear off your top pocket.
Did you hear the story about Robert DiCostello when he was running in the Olympics? Oh. And he, like you, Dave, Rob DiCostello, legend, had a problem, and it was running down the back of his legs. Ooh. Seriously.
Yeah.
So when he went past each stop, he'd have a drink and he'd grab a sponge and he'd wipe it off with the calves. And everyone's seeing that going, oh, that's what you do if you want to be a legend. You cool your calves down. So everyone started dropping their calves down, but he was actually just wiping the poo off his legs.
Hey, that's an Australian champ you're talking about. That's
what you do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What you do is you grow a huge moustache, which distracts everyone from
what's going on downstairs.
From all the stuff running out of your anus. Now, great to have you back on the show, Glenn. I mean that. What are you thinking about? What's got you?
Look, next August 10th is the census. Ugh. And I know you guys get a little bit nervous about it. You've got to be at home that night. You've got to get it done.
Yeah.
So what I've done, some questions have landed on my desk and some rumored questions have landed.
Okay.
And I'm going to fire them off for you, but just have a bit of a practice. So come 10th of August, you'll be ready. So I'll give you the question and just see how you go off the top of your head. I see. There you go. Okay, main language spoken in your household, Mickey.
Bullshit. I can speak three different dialects of bullshit.
I would have said potty mouth. Potty mouth would be there would be an option for that.
No, mainly English is my
English.
First.
Okay, English is first. Okay, Dave, what are your English? You'd be right. English.
Yeah, English as well. Yeah, I only speak English.
Okay. What is your general health,
Mick?
Mick, I would say infectious. I would keep your distance. I know you've had. Have you had your second jab?
No.
Yet? Are you a one jab man?
I'm a one jab. I'm waiting. It's AstraZeneca, so I get my next. I think in 2035.
You're one I'm laid
so
by.
My fitness. So how healthy are you would depend on what time of day you ask me that.
Yeah.
So depending what time do I have to fill this out?
Oh, it's any time on the 10th. It's all what happens on the 10th of August. And Dave, what are you?
Healthy, I'd say healthy.
Not to look
healthy.
At.
You're doing well. No wonder you're the host of this show.
Thanks.
you got a few moles I'd look at. Really? Look at that. That's changed colour.
Has it?
And that one's larger.
Okay. Well, I'm due for a skin check, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sexual orientation.
All righto.
Come say, come say. First in, first serve.
I would say gentle touch Thursday.
Yes,
Thursday
please.
Night's the gentle touch. Let me get the joke out. I'm trying to get the joke out. I've written a special joke. And you're not letting me get them out.
Let's do it again. Ask me again.
Yeah. Sexual orientation.
Don't know.
Oh, I would say gentle touch on Thursday nights. Bang! There's your joke. It was really sad when I wrote that joke because I had to really think about brothel names for a minute. Now, is there a gentle touch?
And I believe there is. I have it on good authority.
Okay. Professional qualification.
Writer, producer, comedian, lover.
What about you, Dave? What sort of qualification do you got?
I've no qualifications. Never went to university. Just the School of Hard Knocks.
So you better watch out.
Look at the success you've had.
Thanks, Glenn.
He's overreached. Hey, we've got to take a break.
Oh, sure. Okay, I've got more.
Yeah, great.
Well, we'll do it on the other side of this.
All right, Glenn Robbins coming up. It's Malloy on Triple M, you're listening to Malloy. We are joined by Glenn Robbins, who is, he's Zooming because he can't be in studio because of lockdown laws. And
sitting in his car.
He is, in the garage.
In the garage, in his garage, which I think can take six cars.
Oh, wow,
yeah,
really?
I got one of those revolving things where I don't have to turn around, in an elevator. And I got some, stuffed heads up on the walls. Yours is up there, Mick. So we're doing the census. It's a practice round.
Yeah.
How many days did you work last week, Mick? This is interesting. I've worked out how many days, how many hours, how many minutes. Want me to tell you what I reckon it is?
Yes.
I reckon it is you do 2 hours of radio. I reckon you do about 7 minutes per hour. That's 2 hours. That's 14 minutes. I reckon across the week you work about 70 minutes.
Wow. Just over an hour a week.
Just over an hour. That's what you're clocking in about an hour on radio.
You are ridiculous. Yeah. You're a ridiculous man.
What about you, Dave? You'd be clocking it up, wouldn't you?
Well, I normally get in about 9:30, 10 each day and get out
something.
About 6:30. So I'm putting in a full 8 hours a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Has a doctor said that you suffer from the following? Dementia, hearing loss, kidney or liver failure, lung or stroke.
Is all of the above an option?
Yes, that was exactly what I had. Exactly what I had. All of the above.
All right, what else?
Now we've got the questions to be rumoured that are going to be on the census for 2021.
Okay, far away.
How often do you change your socks and underpants? I don't know why they're asking this, but they're asking you.
Routinely, daily.
Daily, yeah. Okay, good. How often do you spend a whole day on the couch?
I mean, a whole day. Well, a whole day.
Well, okay.
A lot. Just a lot. All right.
Dave, you'd never be doing that. You'd be playing with your kids. You'd be prepping for the show.
I'm restless. I can't sit down and do nothing. Yeah, you're right.
I can't believe they're asking this question, but how many party pies would you eat in one sitting at a party?
You know the answer.
No, right? I'll be honest, I'm about four. How many would you have?
Well, I've taken 12. Taken 12.
A dozen.
I can pop those things like Maltesers. I am. You know, people ask how many vitamins have you had? Wheat Bix.
12 party pies.
It has to be party pies.
Oh, man. Sauce on top.
Well, that's none of your business.
They're so good. If they're the right temperature, you just go bang, 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 don't you? But if they're too hot, they could be a weapon. Absolutely.
Well, the roof of my mouth has suffered at the hands of a too hot party pie.
I think I know the answer to this one. Pfizer or AstraZeneca, you guys would be... Dave, you turned 50, that means you've had it?
I had my jab the day before my 50th, so I've Pfizer. I've had the two jabs.
Right,
so I'm juiced up.
It's like a birthday bonker. He had 50 injections.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. How do you feel about neighbours going to only four nights a week? Upset? There are options.
Ropeable.
Ropeable. Yeah. No, the nation needs to know. And the final question, did you know that pornographic material was available on the internet?
What are you saying, mate? Is this true?
This is true. They're going to be asking you all about it. And apparently they've got some sort of system where they can go into your computer and then they actually...
find out what I've been watching. Well, that's going to be alarming for everyone concerned. It's going to blow up the census. It's going to get someone arrested. All right, Glenn, you know what? I hope you're happy. I hope you think you're smart. But that was all a bit personal.
Yeah, I know. And I think we know that Dave has come out as the golden boy.
Thanks, Glenn.
Dave is not a co-host of the show. That's what we've learned today.
That's what Glenn says. And
the host of the show. He's looking fantastic.
He's a back-announcing monkey.
put that on my employee card.
What are you doing? Now you're in lockdown. What do you? You got something to plug? What's your latest podcast? Somehow related.
Yeah.
Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. What's your latest one?
It passed from feet. Oh, it's a beauty. And the one before, we did a little make believe. And God, Mickey and Dave, we've got to get you guys on.
The First Fleet and Greyhounds. What was the connection there?
That was the first domesticated dog to be brought into Australia. Was brought out on the First Fleet. Greyhounds came out with the First Fleet. So when you see a greyhound, it's part of our heritage. They were here first. They own it more than us. That.
And did it come out with its head over the side of the boat the whole way?
Biting the air.
All right, Glenn. Oh, so well good. Done. So look good. After yourself, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys.